And the Bible says, if you read Matthew chapter 16, 26, what good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? So it's very important, and it should be our prayer like David. Let's turn to Psalm 90:12. Teach us to number our days, right, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. As a human being, we don't know when our days will come. You may be fine. The moment you go out, you may not return home. But we don't know when our days will over. And it's always be wise in a prayer that teach us to know how number of days. And the given days is to glorify God in what we have. And the Bible warns us what will happen in the future to our possessions. Let's read James 5, chapter 5, verses from 1 to 3. Now listen, you rich people, weep and wail because of the misery that is coming upon you. Your wealth has rotted, and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. The corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Again, if we read in Revelation 18, 10 to 17. Terrified at her torment, they will stand far off and cry, "Woe, woe, great city, O Babylon, city of power, in 1 hour your doom has come. The merchants of the earth will come and mourn over her, because no one buys their cargoes anymore, cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk and scarlet cloth, every sort of citron wood and articles of every kind, made of ivory, costly wood, bronze, iron and marble, cargoes of cinnamon and spice, of incense, myrrh and frankincense, of wine and olive oil, of fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and carriages and bodies and souls of men." They will say, "The fruit you longed for is gone from you. All your riches and splendor have vanished, never to be recovered. The merchants who sold these things and gained the wealth from her will stand far off. Terrified at her torment, they will weep and moan and cry out, 'Wow, wow, O great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. In 1 hour, such great wealth has become brought to ruin.'" And it says how the wealth will go away from you during the last days. Sometimes, a few years ago, there was a tsunami, and recently you might have heard about flood in India, and nothing was left over. Everything was vanished. And the Bible says, I can't remember the exact word, but in this night, if you die, where you are going to keep all these possessions where you have accumulated? The same warning is given to us to give and to share what we have. And how we can do is, and that's the advice given to us, to lay store ourselves treasure in heaven. How we can do it? What's our part in doing it? And as Adam had the same test, the type of test what we have is giving tithe to God. by giving tithe, we are acknowledging that whatever the thing you obtained, it's from God, not on my own. And sometimes the God said, often the man robbed God. Yes, they robbed God, but the tithe and everything they tithe. But you don't know how the tithe you pay, you can store in heaven. But you may see the people in heaven thanking you, brother, because you invested your money on this, and I got the literature because of you, and I know the Christ, and because of you, I'm here. And that's how we share treasures in heaven. And children's are another important treasure, which as given to us as a parent, we have a greater responsibility in bringing up them with proper training and teach them how to pray and how to walk with God and how to be patient and how to grow in God day by day. And it's a way we cooperate with God and train the children. And the great responsibility is shown to us as we read in Isaiah 58, 5 to 7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to the house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. In this, God shows what we have to do for our fellow men, and if we do, what will be the advantage, as we read below the next verse, few verses. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. And here is our responsibilities shown, that we have to help one another and grow in God. And to redeem us, Christ gave his life for us to save. And as we read in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Christ gave his life not to go in vain, but to save us from this sinful life. And there's a commission for us to spread the good news. And there's a promise given to us that he has overcome the world, and he will give us the strength to overcome it. And at last, we can hear the words from him, well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And may God bless us, and may give us his peace to us.
I am the son who ran away, seeking worldly pleasure. And I have left my father, my first love and only treasure. There is a line by us unseen, which crosses every path. The boundary in between God's mercy and his wrath. Can I come back one more time if I fall? Will you forgive one more time if I fail? I know your love is sufficient for all, yet I'm so empty without you, I'm frail. Cause I am the son who ran away, seeking worldly pleasure. And I have left my father, my first love and only treasure. There is a line by us unseen which crosses every path. Boundary in between God's mercy and his wrath. Can I come back one time if I fall? Will you forgive one more time if I fail? I know your love is sufficient for all, yet I'm so empty without you, I'm frail. I'll pick you up each time that you fall. I have forgiven all of your sin. I'll never leave or forsake your call. I'll take your burden and cleanse you within. I'll pick you up each time that you fall. I have forgiven all of your sin. I'll never leave or forsake your call. I'll take your burden and cleanse you within. I'll take your burden and cleanse you within. I'll take your burden and cleanse you within.